Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Hello, friends. Happy to see you. Welcome to another episode of Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. And today, we're going to talk about the inner child. It's so funny. I was kind of downloading this information. I was writing the email that I write that goes with these podcast episodes. And I was like, my podcast is kind of funny. I don't really do too many interviews with humans, but there's always like a spiritual guest or like a divine guest. And today's spiritual guest is your inner child. So welcome to the show, your inner child. So I went for a hike earlier this morning and I was kind of feeling into like, okay, what does the show want to be? And there it was, your inner child was like, pick me, like I have things to say. And I love when the inner child shows up because I actually see inner child as guides sometimes, like when I'm doing people's readings, because it just it's just a fun time when the inner child shows up. Like it means that the person has kind of, you know, worked hard, has like done the adulting thing and is like ready to kind of bring the inner child along for the road and almost like letting that means that like your talents, your creativity, it's like really trying to come online. And there's so much wisdom in the child. It's like almost sometimes as we get older, the more programmed we get, like the less wise we get. We might know more, but we don't always remember as much as the child does. So the child is the part of us that often is truly connected to our soul, and they know the soul better than the adult version of us do. So when you're feeling kind of like you don't know where your heart's trying to guide you, you don't know where to go, the inner child's great for that. Also, inner child is actually great when we are trying to hit a goal, like we're trying to manifest something or bring something into life, and we feel like almost like we're being blocked or like sometimes even self-sabotaged. And it's often because like the child has something to say. So you might be like, okay, I got these goals. I'm going to make this amount of money in my business. I'm going to do this thing. And you start working towards it and like just a bunch of blocks. It's because like the inner child's like, no, no, no. Like that's not exactly how it's meant to be, or that doesn't make me happy. And it really just kind of gives us that check and balance, that like checks and balance when we're adulting in many ways. Like it's not, it kind of brings us a moment to like come back down and really be true to who we truly are. And that's what the inner child is about. So I don't know, guys, your inner child wanted to talk to you today. So that's who I brought on the show today. So I have five messages that the inner child is trying to send you. I'm really excited to share the messages. I hope it moves you, it feeds you, it reminds you of who you truly are, and that it gives you permission to do things your own way, you know, to really go beyond kind of what we're told to do. So let's get into it. The first message I was getting was to dream a new dream. And I feel like that what that means is the inner child is saying that the rules are different. We're in a new world, and almost like the dream you've been dreaming for yourself is like of an old world. It's kind of like old paradigm, old structure. It's a little antiquated, and that she's just kind of trying to remind you that your life is as big as like your ability to dream. So to actually spend some time dreaming. So what does that mean? That means like spending time like sitting in meditation, visualizing other possibilities. And it's not like only like visualizing one possibility, but letting yourself be like, oh, what would it be like if it looked like this? What would it be like if I was a chef? What would it be like if I lived in, you know, Europe? Like just kind of dreaming and daydreaming and playing with your visualization, because there's this feeling that the dream is a little, first of all, it's kind of old. Like it almost feels like it is the dream of an older version of you, and you have expanded so much. You've like awakened so much. You have had so much healing. So it's, even if that dream sounded like a good dream when you were coming up with it, there's more for you. And she's just asking for that playtime of visualization and dreaming with no commitment, right? Like I can sit here and dream about living on a boat. I don't know. And maybe I may never want to do that, but it's okay for me to get that going, because it looks like from these dreams that you play with, there are like more doors open and there are greater possibilities. And it's also a lesson in kind of letting go the linearness and like where you think things are supposed to go. There's more. She's just like, I need a little bit of dream time. I need a little bit of like playing imagination in my head and to create a new life and new ideas that are true for me. It almost looks like it's an exercise for the brain. Like the brain is, it almost feels like stretching for the brain. Cause you know, like when you get older, I mean, I'm 41, so you guys know, like stretching, just like you have to stretch every day, because before you know it, you won't be able to touch your toes. You know, it's like harder and harder as you get older. And the brain is the same way. Like the brain gets like stuck in its ways and it has its certain path, like pathways. And, you know, we repeat things and all that. And this looks like it looks like stretching for your brain so that you can still be mobile and like you can still be like, you can do more. It's a part of like strength training for your mind. So to not be like attached to kind of what you're visualizing, but letting yourself daydream and maybe even like making time in your day, in your schedule to daydream. The second message from your inner child, I really like this one, was you're in need of a solo vacation. And it kind of just felt like it was really this like you've earned it. So take solo vacation, like in whatever way that means to you. I mean, it doesn't mean like you're all meant to like go to Bali on your own. You know, like solo vacation can mean many things, but it did feel like I just saw you like laying down, taking in the sun, reading a good book, not even relaxation, but almost like a celebration of how far you've come, of how much you work on yourself, like really just a celebration of self through this break, basically. It looks like there was a feeling of like you earned it. It felt like a reward to what you've been doing. And it does look like it's something that you, and I know that this is not possible for all of us, obviously. I mean, I have three kids. It's always hard to go out on my own. But it did feel like it could even be like a day trip, like an overnight trip or something, but a little bit of time on your own to celebrate you. And I think it's funny, the inner child, like the message she's giving are really like about bringing in new possibilities, like surprises, like bringing in new possibilities and like things that you cannot predict and things that you cannot plan for. And some of this kind of creative energy and these messages is for that. So the solo vacation is almost, it gets you out of your routine. Like it gets you out of the day to day and new ideas come our way. We meet new people. So it feels like it's because like you might meet some people that like change your life. You might get an idea that changes your life. Even you might shift something in you that changes your life. So there really is a call to making plans for some sort of solo vacation. So if you've been thinking about it and that's already like been on your mind to put some effort into it, you know, to try to make it work. And I know that it could be really hard to make something like that work, both financially and time, but this is like your sign to, you're not crazy, like go ahead and make it work. Message number three is to allow yourself to ignore conventional advice. So wherever you're going, whatever you're like trying to make happen, it does look like you're in a space where this is the way things are done. You know, whether it's like I'm working on my marriage or I'm dating or, you know, I'm building a business, like this is the way things are, I'm parenting, this is the way things are done. And you might be in a place where you're seeking guidance or seeking advice or hiring consultants or, you know, people that, you know, therapists, whatever, like people that, you know, are experts and like know better. But to really feel into what these people are saying, because it almost looks like you might be bringing people into your life that haven't caught on to the fact that like the world is like changing and some of the way things have worked for them or like the advice that they're giving may be a little too old school or conventional for where you are going. They're not bad people, like keep them in your life for sure. There is some like wisdom there, but it really feels like in the past you might have followed it to the T, you know, been like, okay, I'm going to follow all these things, but this feels like I'm going to follow you know, 20% of what this person says, because like that really stood out to me. And it feels like wherever you're getting advice from, to kind of feel what is true for you and what's not true for you. You know, I'm a huge advocate for that. And I always say that about these episodes, but this feels like the word that stood out to me was conventional. So it's anything that like, this is the way things have been done. If you're getting some cool advice that feels like new and different, like that is different. I feel like this feels like, this is how you send your kids to school. Like, this is how you date. That is where it looks like to let yourself go free from that. The inner child is saying like, you're much more creative than that. You're also smarter, I guess, too. Like there is like an intelligence to you, and that you, I guess, promised yourself that you were only going to live a life that like really felt good and true. Like almost like you might be coming from a place that you're burnt out. So you have to really hear yourself, and you have to follow the creative, like the wild dreams, the wild ideas, and pursue those, because that's like really what's going to work and that's what's going to make things sustainable for you. Yeah. And it feels very unconventional, you know, in many ways. Like, and you know, what's funny is that unconventional sometimes is the old way of doing things. Like it might be almost like, you know, right now unconventional might sound like growing all my own food, but obviously just a few generations ago, that was very normal. So it doesn't have to be like a whole new invention by any ways. It just feels like it's a departure from how things are being done right now. And that's really where you're being guided to. The other word that stood out to me in this message was advice. Advice is sometimes the idea that somebody knows more than you. And while they may, because obviously I seek my father's financial advice because he is older and like he has, you know, lived more. He was an entrepreneur. I seek his advice. And that's definitely the word we're going to use. And it's okay to use that word. And it's okay to seek advice. But the inner child is saying that there is wisdom within you. Like there is wisdom in the child. There like truly is wisdom in the child, because the child is not programmed. So that's like almost like getting advice, but also noticing when that advice might be like highly programmed. And then kind of whatever you're seeking guidance or advice on, going into the inner wisdom, like really looking at like to kind of balance the two, like almost like maybe seeking advice and like letting that advice be kind of like a container for you to hear the wisdom that is within you, and almost being like, oh, that doesn't like sit for me, but that does sit for me. Oh, how weird. I just got this random idea. So kind of remembering that, of course, there are tons of people that like know more than us because they've like lived more. Like I gave you that example of my dad, but to not kind of put advice on a pedestal and like to understand that you were born with wisdom, even if you're younger or you haven't lived the way this other person has lived. So to balance both the advice and your own inner wisdom, that's kind of what the inner child is like. The inner child kind of like knows the way she wants to go, but it is nice to have like the advice of kind of, this is like the container or the structure and way in which way things are done. Like the child's like, okay, cool. Like these are the paints we use to paint, and this is the paper we typically use. Like, okay, cool. I got that. And then maybe being, okay, but I think I'm going to paint on this chair instead, or I think I'm going to paint upside down instead, but I'm still, you know, obviously in this arena or their structure of painting. And I'm happy that you like showed me how like paints is typically done and I learned to paint, but now I'm going to like follow the like beat of my own drum. So kind of balancing the two is what she was trying to say. Message number four. This one was so cute, guys. Like this is like really like, I'm like, this is the joy of the inner child. The inner child was saying, give my talent practice. And what I got, like what I was really seeing in this one was like, this child has a gift and has a talent, but it's never going to grow if it's not getting a regular opportunity to express that talent, right? So my mom, my poor mom, like was, I get it, she had three kids, was like not the best at this, but I was thinking about this earlier today. I was like, I played softball when I was a kid. I loved it. It was so fun for me. But I definitely remember like showing up to softball practice and being like, huh, I feel like I haven't been here in like 4 weeks. And like these other people are like way better than me. And like the coach is never putting me to play. And it's like, yeah, because I wasn't brought to practice. Like there was like 4 weeks that I was missing from practice. So obviously I was falling behind. The coach knew that I wasn't like fully committed. I'm definitely guilty of doing this to like my own kids sometimes because it's so hard. Like I always joke that I don't think God would like give me kind of like a child that's supposed to be like a child actor or something like that because I don't have like the discipline to like bring my kid in that to those things. But anyways, I digress. This is basically your inner child is saying like, I do have a talent. It just doesn't look like much because there's not like a regular container for practice. And that can be, you know, let's say the podcast, like if I'm only doing the podcast once a month or, you know, once every 2 months, like randomly when I think about it, it's inconsistent. I'm just not going to see my gift. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to get the results. I'm not going to hear the feedback from you guys. Like I'm just, it's not going to be mirrored back to me. So I'll think like, oh, I guess like, you know, I'm not meant to podcast. I guess I'm not, you know, good at this thing. And it's like, that's not the truth. It's like actually the consistency, a container. So in a way, the podcast is the container for this gift that is coming through me, right? Like it allows me to get better at it. And I'm sure a year from now, guys, my talent's going to look even crazier because I've been as long as I'm still on path and I'm still like in love with what I'm doing, it will increase. So your gift is looking for, like it just needs regular practice. And it feels like the practice, the reason you might be doing it is because you, like anything, might not be so great when you're starting and to really like release those perfectionistic tendencies, to let yourself do it messy, to let yourself, I mean, yeah, like anything you were, maybe if you were like a dancer growing up or an athlete, like you weren't amazing the first few years, you weren't amazing the first few practices, like you grew with time. Or even if you're currently in an expertise, that happens with time and with practice. So it feels like this little gift that you that you're interested in. It doesn't even feel like it like looks like a talent. It almost just looks like something that really feels like fun, like something that you really would like to do. And in a perfect world, you would be good at it, that it's there. And it really, it's a seed. I see it. It's sprouting. It wants to grow, but it needs to be tended to. If not, it doesn't look like much, you know? Yeah, this is actually reminding me of my plants, guys. Like, I really want to be good at the flowers, and I'm just not in the rhythm of it. I'm not that good at it yet. So I just go in and out. There's no structure. And then, you know, come summer, I'm going to be like, ah, why weren't my flowers better? And probably some of it is because like there is no container for me. Like sometimes it is nice to sign up for a class or, you know, have a coach or somebody that's kind of like keeping you accountable. Like I'd love a flower coach. I just put that out there. Like somebody who will come and help me once a week, you know, so that it can get stronger. So think about your child, like think about the inner child, like there's this little talent within you. She wants you to drive her to practice, you know, every day or every Tuesday at 2 o'clock, like she wants to be a practice and to be a good momager. You know, I always say that like when it comes to our gifts and talents, there's a momager within us that is meant to help the inner child. So there's always that relationship between the inner momager and the inner talent, and to be a good momager. One simple question to ask yourself when you think about the talent within you: if you were Kris Jenner, what would you do? Kris Jenner is like the ultimate momager. Like if she saw that one of her girls had like a little spark of talent that's not even like developed, what would she do? So be the best momager you could be. Message number 5, this took me a little bit time to understand it, so I might butcher it a little bit, but release the popular girl syndrome. Be who you are is basically what I got. Like stop trying to fit in. And it felt like, I think that's a little bit again of like kind of following the traditional path, but this felt more kind of community-based. This felt more like friends. This felt really about friends and about the community, the people you're around, the people you associate with. that like it almost looks like there's this need, not even a need. You could also even be aware of it that you're already like annoyed at this, but it almost looks like, you know, there are these like mainstream people. There are these like popular girl groups, even as we are adults. Like actually, I was just looking online on Instagram and I was thinking to myself, you know, we're really like all trying to look the same lately. Like we're all trying to do our eyebrows the same, like inject our lips the same, like have the flat forehead the same. And it, to me, in like, let's say Instagram world, like that may be like the look of the popular girl. Like maybe that is the look of like a certain community. And then, you know, you feel pressured, let's say, to look that way. Obviously not all of us do, but let's say you do, but it's also not really true to who you are. You might be like the emo girl, you know, like you might be the girl with the purple hair or like with the black, you know, JNCOs or whatever. And this message is really about like just letting that go altogether and recognizing in yourself as well that some things might not be working out for you. I think this is especially about like finding your people, finding your community, like really feeling like you have a good support system or people that you love. Or this could even be like if you're a teacher or something and you're trying to build an audience, that you really gotta go into your people. Even if that's like, I am the leader like of like the geeky Star Wars people, like there is nothing wrong with that. And that is not any less than those segments of the world. I would love to be the leader of the Star Wars people. I'd probably be like super rich, right? Like that's such a big segment in the world. So to really dig deep into your community, like to let go and to recognize the pressure to be the popular girl, to recognize whatever the popular, like, because, you know, obviously the popular girl can mean something very different to you than it is to me, because again, there is no one kind of popular girl. But wherever you're feeling pressured to go, for example, let's say you're growing an audience and you feel pressure to have a big following on Instagram, because Instagram is like the popular girl. It's like the football star, you know, of high school. What if you're just really big in Medium, you know, which is a platform for writing, or that's just like your place, that's where your people are, you know, that's like your community. So to really kind of, it feels like you might not even recognize the chasing of the popular girl, to set yourself free of having to keep up with the popular girl, to dress the way you want to dress, to hang out with the people you want to hang out with, to watch the things you want to watch, to listen to like what you want to watch, to be into the things you want to be into. And to really, it just looks like, you know, it's so funny. It's such an inner child message, right? Because it's almost this thing that was developed in middle school or in high school. Like it really looks like it's a way, like if you kind of travel back into your like sixth grade, fifth grade self, it looks like that's kind of where it was developing, like middle school, maybe early high school. And if you travel back to that version of yourself, like seeing what messages you were getting at that time and kind of what was created within you. And when you think about popular and fitting in, what didn't feel right? You know, like what didn't feel right? And are you accidentally still living that way? You know, like are you accidentally like still following that pattern that seem to have been introduced to us during that time in our life? And just to look at it a little bit. Those are the five messages, but I just also want to say that the inner child is really trying to set you free. Like she is truly trying to let you break free of what is expected of you, to look at what you worship as these adulting like habits that you really worship. It makes me feel like, you know, things like worrying, for example, it's sometimes often something that we associate adulthood with. So we bring it into our lives thinking like, oh, look at me, I'm such an adult, I worry so much. And the inner child is really saying like, that is not necessary. It actually, the best anti-aging is to not fall into the traps of these adulting habits that kind of makes you think you're an adult, but they're actually just making you sick. So I guess like less worry, less wrinkles is kind of the vibe. Making choices based on bills, right? Like being like, well, no, you know, I got to pay XYZ or I have to make like this amount of money. So I guess I have to do this thing. And just like not using those bills as an excuse to stay comfortable, honestly. The inner child is actually very brave and calling for some bravery. And often these like, we actually become less brave as adults. You know, if you think about it, I think about when I was young and I was learning to ski, I never worried about getting hurt. I never, you know, had no awareness that like, oh, I could break a leg or whatever. And now, oh my gosh, like it is so hard to get me out on the slope because I'm thinking about if I break this and then I'm out for this amount of time and I can't help my kids with this, right? And it's really just an excuse for to hide behind the fact that I'm scared to get back up on the slope, right? So it seems like there are some kind of adult things like bills that we hide behind, that it's actually really not about the money or about the bills. It's more that I'm too scared to change my career. I'm too scared to take a break. I'm too scared to change the way that I make money. So it's like these adult things that we hide behind. Even our bodies, like the expectation that we're supposed to have certain aches and pains or that we're not supposed to be flexible or that we're supposed to age or gain weight or whatever. It actually looks like sometimes a lot of that is in the way, in our expectations. I mean, even if you know what I love seeing was when Sex and the City, the new show came out, what's it called? Like Just Like That. And it's them, you know, older, like they're in their 60s and they put a picture online. I was seeing like a picture of these women, Sex and the City at that age, and they put it next to the Golden Girls. And like apparently the Golden Girls were like the same age as the Sex and the City characters or even like a little bit younger. And they look like 20 years older than the Sex and the City characters. Obviously, that's up for a debate because there's a lot of Botox going on in there. But sometimes like the reason we look like younger and we're aging in a way that looks younger, yes, there's of course a tons of, like I said, a bunch of things that we're doing, but also there's an expectation that we don't have to really look like that as we get older. Like we can like be youthful, you know, and again, we can be youthful beyond having to do all that stuff to our face. Just in general, like, yeah, I feel young. I expect to look young. I dress young, like kind of, you know, the inner child, like you don't really have to grow up in a way that it burdens you. Like you know, growing up is not about these burdens or about these responsibilities. Like, oh, I'm so adult because I have these responsibilities. Or the inner child says that sometimes we adult in a way that is just a form of martyrism. Is that a word? But being like a martyr, right? Like it's like we're just acting like a martyr. And that is what we think is synonymous with adulting. And she says, if anything, adulting is really about having more of a stronger brain, a stronger body to do more of the things that we always dreamt of doing as a child. So, you know, my six-year-old might be dreaming of, you know, might have a vision of like being able to paint something really cool, but he's still little. Like he doesn't, you know, maybe have the motor skill for it, or he can't like get in a car and drive to go get the exact color that he really, really wants. He doesn't know how to search online to get like the perfect canvas, let's say. But as an adult, we have that luxury and that ability. And that's really what adulthood is about. It's actually about having the physical form and the mental capacity to do the things that the child always wanted to do. It's actually about accessibility. It's like things are more accessible to us as adults and our dreams are closer to us than they are as a child. So that we just kind of get adulting wrong. Okay, to wrap this up, the inner child loves you and just wants you to play, you know, to come visit. And you can do that in meditation. The inner child is always available. You close your eyes. You ask that inner child to come forward. They usually like to show up in a place that really feels like their essence. You know, it might be a field of flowers. It might be a stage where they dance. It could be a playground or, you know, a library where they sit with books. To meet the inner child and ask the inner child what it needs, what, you know, how you can live more authentically ask it for tips. Like, what cool guidance do you have for me? Things that my brain is too rigid and stuck to think about. Like, give me the creative ideas. One of my favorite things is to ask my middle son, Oliver, who is definitely an entrepreneur in the making, for ideas. Like when I tell him, like, oh, I'm struggling with the sales, like he knows nothing about what I do. So everything is just creative. He goes outside of the box. And it's funny, a lot of times it's stuff that like we do that he just kind of comes up with, but there's so much creativity in his mind. It's flexible. It's nimble, right? And that's really what the inner child wants to offer you. So to come visit her or him. And I don't know that if at the time of this recording, my subscription will be available, but I did make a meditation to meet the inner child to go with this podcast. So if it's not available yet, it will be in a couple of weeks. We'll definitely let you know. And basically when you sign up to the subscription, you will get a meditation for every podcast episode, like a meditation / healing, and you'll get the guided meditations and also journal prompts to like really help you work through the episode and reflect and get your own intuitive messages as well. I can't wait to release it. I have just no idea that by the time this episode goes out, if it will be released. So I'm just letting you guys know, and we'll definitely keep you posted when that comes out. But even if you don't have my meditation yet, again, it's a process of closing your eyes, calling that inner child forward and sitting with them to get, you know, to see what guidance they have beyond the guidance that they gave us today. I love you guys so much. It has been the best these last few weeks doing these sessions with you. And I can't wait to see where it goes. And I hope that this blesses you and brings you a ton of joy. And it really reconnects you to who you truly are, because you're going to change the world and we're going to do it together. So I love you, sending you lots of joy. I will see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.